Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hello, my friend and neighbor. This is Pat Boone. And just like you, I'm listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. Hearken.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The U.S. dollar is in danger of collapse. Our borders have been obliterated. Why are our politicians standing still and silent while we are on the precipice of perishing? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be back with you again.
Oh, it's great to have you back with us. And we're going to jump right in here. And we've talked about this before, the war with the cartels. But we are not, in this country, fighting back. They are invading and destroying our nation. And the Biden regime has surrendered us to this vile enemy. Paul, you formulated a plan, and we've touched on it before, but I'd like to dig in deeper. You formulated this plan with the Citizens Commission to Restore America called Operation Jericho. So for the listeners, could you share what this operation entails, how it could be carried out?
Sure, happy to. Actually, it's Operation Sinaloa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jericho is about the J6ers, and we can talk to that as well. I've got some
my mistake. Yeah, I'm just, I guess I was thinking biblically there for a second because Sinaloa.
Right.
Sorry
That's
about
right.
that. Okay.
Well, as we've said on previous shows, I presented a plan to neutralize the cartels to Trump in 2017. And he picked up many of the directives and recommendations that we had, but that was primarily to solidify the border, to lock it down, put up a border wall, prevent illegal border crossers, and it worked to a great degree. It really prevented many from crossing the border. But that was a defensive plan.
Right.
The plan that we gave Trump was an offensive plan. And that's what Sinaloa is. It's a special operations mission to go into the Sinaloa area where the 5 to 6 cartels have their nests, their factories, and so on, their headquarters, realizing that the cartels today are a militarized force. They're a global force. They have better equipment than the Mexican army in terms of vehicles, arms, communications equipment, drones, and so on. And so we can't play defense anymore. They're controlling the border. They control the Mexican government. The Mexican government will not take steps to neutralize them because they're on the payroll. So we have to take military action. We're losing more Americans now in a rate that greater than World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
They're in our cities. They have agents. They've infiltrated every major city in the country where they fence off, and they have money paid to their agents to distribute fentanyl and so on. So this is a major threat. And we're wasting a lot of money in Ukraine, which we could be putting in to absolutely neutralize the cartels and prevent this massive invasion into America. It's been growing from the north now through Canada, Audrey.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I know we've mentioned that on the show before, but you make a great point when it comes to Ukraine. We continue to pour hordes of money, which is unaccountable, by the way. It's unaccountable. There's no counting for it.
Totally and, unaccountable.
Totally. And not only do we have the Democrats, of course, are happy to keep doing that because we all know how corrupt Ukraine is, and we know some of that is coming back their way. But I think the Republicans as well, when you talk about people like Lindsey Graham, who are pushing this like forever war, kind of. They're hoping it'll be a forever war. And of course, they're getting a little taste, just like Biden did on Hunter's dealings. And it's meanwhile, our country is sinking, and it doesn't seem to bother them whatsoever, does it?
Oh, we're sinking badly. Dismantling of America. Our justice system is in disarray. The Supreme Court is not taking the appropriate actions it could with the violations of our amendments, particularly the Sixth Amendment of the J6ers that are incarcerated in what I call the D.C. gulag.
Right, and that's that's where Operation Jericho comes in. Have there been any local, state, or national politicians that are even interested in Operation Jericho to help those that are in? They're really hostages. They're not even imprisoned for anything. They are hostages of our intel agencies, aren't they?
Well, I'm very upset this morning. I listened to Marjorie Taylor Greene last night on Tucker Carlson.
Right.
I had sent, just to review for your listeners, I was asked to talk to four of the detainees in the D.C. Detention Center, Gulag, as I call it, and they asked me one thing to take away, and this was over 4.5 weeks ago. Please get Congress to call us in front of them. We need to testify. We need to be subpoenaed. They need to hear our story.
Right.
And last night she came on and said nothing about Operation Jericho. Congress has had it now for 4 weeks and have done nothing.
Yeah.
Done nothing. No one has done anything. Trump came up with a song. That was about it, that he played at his rally in Waco.
That's it.
But where are our responsible congressmen calling these in front of Congress so the Americans can hear their side of the story? I mean, the juries are all stacked with left-wing ideologues. Some of them have been tried, all found guilty, all are going to federal penitentiaries or there now.
Yeah.
And it's an injustice. The Supreme Court sits on its derriere, doesn't do a damn thing when the Sixth Amendment has been violated. The trial rights, the rights to have a jury of your peer, all of the Sixth Amendment is being violated. The Supreme Court does nothing to take any action. So I blame I blame the Republicans for not getting off their tail,
yeah.
And the Supreme Court as well. I'm just really upset about that this morning.
Yeah, well, there's reason to be. And correct, the Republicans. Now, Tucker Carlson took, maybe we didn't see a whole lot, but we saw enough to see that they lied to us, and they continue to lie, and yet it made no difference whatsoever. They should be demanding, the Republicans should be demanding that those people be released. Now, over 2 years, and they haven't been charged with anything. Over 2 years, and they are kept in deplorable conditions. And two people have died, one while in their care, one when he was released, and his life was destroyed by our intel agencies, and he committed suicide. And you have another in there that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's not being treated medically. And they and the Republicans are taking their $200,000 a year and living lavishly because we pay for everything else for them, and they've done nothing. And this is their voters. This
yeah,
is
and I've given them the ball to carry forward, and they've done nothing with it. Yeah. I hear from my representative, Matt Rosendale in Montana, he's tried, but I can't get anything back positive that Jim Jordan or Andy Biggs or any of the Republicans there of the Freedom Caucus or of the Judiciary Committee, and they're rotting in these jails. It's just horrible.
But it's their constituents.
It's so shameful, Audrey.
It is.
So shameful that we put up with this.
You're 100% correct. It is an abomination that we not only have no representatives, we have representatives that are working for the other side. How could you do this to your own voters? This is your own voters. And you are letting them languish in violation of the Constitution. They're doing nothing. And I'm thinking, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid that the Democrats and their political arm through the intel agencies are going to come and at a 4 o'clock raid in their house? I mean, I'm trying to understand what's going on here.
Well, they have hearings on anything else, but they're all cowards.
Yeah, they are.
I don't see any warriors at all. They're all cowards, in my opinion.
Yeah, they are. I want to jump over to another disaster of this regime, and I'm talking about the Biden bobblehead Biden's regime. There's something brewing with Iran, okay? What a surprise. They're backing Azerbaijan along with Turkey against the Armenians, okay? Now, let's remember Turkey's genocide of Armenian Christians, which they still deny. But they're doing it again. And it appears that China and Russia are backing Iran up with this. This is an attack on Christians, period. Why is the media ignoring it?
Well, what we see happening is a total new alliance is being formed in the world. We now have the alliance of China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and even Saudi Arabia from the financial oil side.
Yeah, yeah.
They have seen, they have witnessed the dismantling of NATO, of Europe, of the United States, and as they call it, the decadence of America, which is destroying us from within. They see that weakness. They see the weakness in the White House with Biden, who's mentally incompetent.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, totally incompetent.
Yeah.
Generals and admirals that aren't doing their jobs to protect America. Where's the Defense Department and all these things we're talking about? They're not there. They're absent. They're AWOL, as we call it in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is another issue over there in the Middle East, which involves, as you said, Azerbaijan, Turkey. Erdogan actually has asked for Russia and Ukraine to come to a peace agreement. They've done that. Of course, that's what I've been advocating as well.
I almost think that they're doing that to distract everyone from what they're doing to the Armenian Christians yet again. Do you see a new alliance and a new extremely dangerous alliance for free people that might include China, Russia, Iran, and
yeah,
maybe North Korea?
It already exists.
It
does? They're
already
working together, particularly in the energy market and the devaluing of the dollar to replace the dollar in the future, which is going to be a tremendous impact upon the citizens of the United States as our dollar is destroyed. They're going back to a gold standard in China and Russia. They're buying up as much gold as they can.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, because this, you know, of course, doesn't this further solidify the alliance between China and Russia to eliminate the U.S. dollar and crash our economy? Because there are reports that Iran, China, and Russia are offering to purchase Saudi oil, but not with U.S. dollars. How devastating.
They're already doing it. They're already doing it, Audrey. It's not going to happen in the future. I mean, it's already happening now.
Yeah. So could you explain for the listeners, when we say it could collapse the U.S. dollar, what does that mean to the average American in their life? What will happen to our money?
Well, it's worth less or maybe nothing in the future if they go to a digital economy or the base their yuan on gold, the ruble on gold. You know, it takes our dollar down and devalues it to the point where Americans won't be able to buy anything with dollars. That's what their objective is. Destroy the dollar. Destroy America.
Yeah. Yeah.
But America is not awakened yet.
No, I'm not sure.
Have people I talk to, Audrey, they don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, it's stunning to me that they don't. But if we think about, so this new alliance, couldn't this mean the end of NATO? I mean, because that's what it looks like.
NATO is already neutralized. They were formed, as you know, after World War II as an alliance to counter any kind of Russian invasion. Well, Russia's never invaded any NATO country. They've, of course, gone into Ukraine, which is not a NATO country. But we've spent billions of dollars, wasteful dollars, in NATO. You don't have the support, for example, of NATO, of many of the European countries. They can't even put in the amount of allocation that's been laid out. And Trump pointed that out very early on. So we can't depend on NATO as any kind of force factor in the future. Putin will get his way in Ukraine. He'll keep the eastern provinces, the four that they've already taken. Kiev will fall. Our dollars will be wasted just like Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But that's a continual failure of the United States and its leadership. We are at a downward trend. I would like to be more positive, Audrey,
but
we need an awakening.
We do.
This is a civil war in America that we have going on. Left versus right, wokeism versus reality, and so on. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, you know, and I want to bring a point out here. Kissinger had persuaded Nixon and everyone else to welcome China into the free market, and under the guise that it would be wooing them into democracy. And actually the reverse has happened, because now we have our own governments in the West suddenly trying to mimic everything that the CCP does. Especially controlling the people. How insane is this?
Well, it's been planned. It's the global reset. It's the new world order. If you haven't listened to Bishop Carlo Vigano's testimony, I listened to it last night.
Oh, really?
Archbishop Vigano outlines exactly what's happening more clearly than anybody that I've heard in the entire world. Other than what our people here at Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, we get it. We've been writing about it.
Yes.
We haven't been wrong yet
on
anything we've published or said on radio, TV from our foundation.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So that's why it's so frustrating. We're trying to enlighten everybody. Yeah. Our book, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, also outlines what we have to do to restore America.
Yeah.
But we're degrading each and every day.
Yeah, we are. You're right.
Dismantling more each and every day. They're going to name all the Confederate bases that had Confederate names. Now they're spending millions of dollars of our taxpayer money to change names of our Army and Air Force Navy bases.
Yeah, and ships, and they just continue to, I agree with you. The frustration is the people will not wake up. I think our prayers need to be the people will wake up, because the damage that's being done to America right now is not going to just automatically flip and get better. And I think the confusion, or I guess what Americans are used to, is, okay, we go through bad times, but this will pass. But, Paul, this won't pass, will it?
No, well, you know, and also, you know, I've been a big Trump supporter. I gave Trump the American First theme that he's used, but I listened to him again last night. He's living in the past. I wish he would get put a smile on his face, get positive, and start talking about the future. If not, he's not going to get elected.
Yeah,
he needs to get off his derriere too, and he needs to quit attacking DeSantis and other people in the leadership of the Republican Party.
I know.
Unfortunately, that's the only party we have conservatives to vote with and in.
Sadly.
But Trump needs to change his whole venue, or I'm not going to vote for him if he doesn't. That's for sure.
Well, I agree with you. He's got to stop attacking DeSantis. It's petty, childish
stupid.
Nonsense. Yeah, of course
stupid.
It's stupid, you know. And we don't.
He surrounds himself by dumb people, too. as successful as he was in real estate, he's been so naive. In a government role, totally naive. He's still not surrounded by people that are advising him correctly.
Exactly. He surrounds himself by backstabbers that tickle his ears to make his ego feel good. And that's not going to help America, is it? No.
Nope, not at all.
Not at all. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Order America's Endgame for the 21st Century, a blueprint for saving our country. Actually, order Reality Prism and the ebook, The Mindless War. Where can they do all that?
Go to standupamericaus.org. Standupamericaus.org. All of our projects are on there. All of our operational plans are on there for the American people to view. Sign up for our newsletter, which comes out every Saturday morning. It's opened in 16 different countries now. We will give you the best information that you can get anywhere on the internet or over the air. Other than your show, Audrey.
Thank you so much. And listeners, not only get it for yourself, but pass it on. Pass it on to your friends, your family, your neighbors, because apparently not many Americans are being distracted by a lot of things. They're not aware, and they will become aware and educated through Stand Up America US. As always, I will have these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for your brilliant assessments on these issues at such a critical time for America. Until your next visit, which we look forward to, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.